Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Randy Moeller, filled with holiday cheer himself, sure, is on the line. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. Panthers are home tomorrow and Sunday this weekend. Sunday's game is a 5 o'clock puck drop, I believe. Great time at the BB&T Center if you want to check out some hockey this weekend. Is it a 5 o'clock game on Sunday?
Yes, it is. Hi, Hawk. Hi, Chicken Farm. What's going on?
What kind of phone are you talking on, Moeller? You usually come in with a bunch of bass in your voice. Are you on a Bluetooth thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so.
The hell kind of phone is this?
It's what we call a cellular device.
You got a track phone?
Cellular device.
You got a track phone. Hold on. I'm putting you on hold for a second. See if you can get a better connection with him.
I asked him, too. I'm like, are you on speaker? And he's like, no.
You know,
like,
sometimes an older person, and I'm speaking as an older person. I'm 50.
Taking a shot at Moeller?
They don't realize that they're on speakerphone. You know, it rubbed up against their chin, and it knocked speakerphone. And so they think that they're talking into the handset. I don't know.
You can talk on a phone in speaker mode against your ear?
Yeah, people do that. Yeah, especially older people.
Come on, you got to tighten up.
Not that Moeller's old. You know, again, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Moeller?
Hello there. Is this better?
Yeah, see, I think you did something different. I think you had it on speakerphone or something.
Well, now you got me standing in the middle of I-95 talking on the phone to you clowns or whatever, and I'm going to get run over. So,
all right, well, I'll make it quick then. Is the game on Sunday a 5 o'clock puck drop?
Yes, it is. 5 o'clock, yeah, against San Jose.
And, you know,
busy time.
Well, the Panthers are home for a 9-game homestand, so you're 2 games into the 9-game homestand. And, by the way, I just want to mention this. Tuesday night's game, every Tuesday, is Nacho Tot Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned this with Plagans yesterday.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed the Nacho Tots there at the BB&T Center yet, Moeller?
I have tried them. Yeah, they're addictive, aren't they?
Oh, my God. They brought them to us because our last broadcast fell on a Tuesday. They brought them to us. They are so damn good. I will be there Tuesday night, if nothing else, for the Nacho Tots.
Are you watching hockey?
Oh, is there hockey, too? I didn't know.
Yeah.
No,
it's busy time. Busy time. Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday. I think it's, 6 and 10 days. Starting tomorrow, 6 games in 10 days, all at home. So, a busy time for the Florida Panthers. This is a time that that they can really, really make hay at home here and cement their standing as second place in the Atlantic Division. It's a real important part of their season right now, guys. You got to win your home games.
Well, what do they need? Because, like I said, they're 2 games into this 9-game homestand. Tuesday night, terrible loss, I thought, to Minnesota. So they've got 2 points through the first 2 games of the 9-game homestand. How many do they need to end up with, in your estimation?
Well, I would say 12 or 13 points out of the 18. I would say 13 out of the 18, 12, 13 points for it to be a success. You're not going to win every game, and it was just disappointing their last game against Minnesota. They just totally dominated in the first period, and in the second period, things just got away from them. They got away from what makes them a good hockey club, and then the Minnesota scores kind of a fluky goal in the third, and that ends up being the game winner, and Panthers with 47 shots on goal, and they have nothing to show for it. So they know how to play. They know what it takes to win. I thought that Joel Quenneville's comments after the game and even yesterday at practice about how he expects his team to play and the consistency and the dedication and the attention to detail. And if they do that, they've shown that they can beat anybody in the league. So they can score goals. There's no doubt. The Panthers hockey is so exciting. They can score goals, create the offense. It's just the attention to detail, and they need a little bit better goaltending.
I was going to ask about Bobrovsky. Is he in net tomorrow against Columbus?
That's what we're hearing, yes. I think Joel Quenneville today announced that Bobrovsky. So that is going to be a big storyline because of playing the opponent, of course, Columbus Blue Jackets, where Bobrovsky played a number of years and had the success and won the Vezinas and that kind of thing. So, there'll be a big storyline, and there's going to be a lot of interest in that game because, you know, it's been documented. Bobrovsky is just his stats and his numbers are not where he wants them to be, nor the Panthers. And he feels that this is going to be a big game for him. So I'm excited about it because I think it's going to be high paced. I think Columbus comes in. They're in a must-win situation. They got to start winning some hockey games or they're going to fall behind. And of course, the Panthers, they know the importance of it on this homestand.
And Moeller, with Quenneville's approach, you know, benching Bobrovsky for Dredger, like what's the thought of benching a guy a couple games just to let him kind of recalibrate?
Yeah, I think so. And I've heard too that there's been a history of that with Bobrovsky after if he struggled at a certain part of the season, give him a couple games off, let him work on his mechanics and focus in that on practice. He loves to practice. He's out there early. He's the last one off. His work ethic is incredible. And sometimes, especially with goaltenders, they're able to get back and with the way that their mechanics and how they're moving and that kind of stuff and their balance and that kind of thing, it can be a big positive. So that's what they're hoping for. But, you know, hey, Sergei Bobrovsky, I watch him in practice every day. The guy is amazing. The reflexes and his style and the way he's able to move and that it's there, and everybody knows you don't just struggle for a reason or stay in that mode for a long time. He's got too much talent and too good of mechanics that I think. But the bottom line is he's got to play better, and the team's got to play better in front of him defensively. And if they do that, they know they can score enough goals, and that's basically the big story with the Florida Panthers right now.
Randy Moeller, you'll watch him tomorrow and Sunday and Tuesday and every night.
Oh, no, I got the weekend off. I'm going to Disney World.
Fox Sports Florida is the place. I'll be there tomorrow night. Excited about some Panthers hockey, and everyone should go out to the BB&T Center during this homestand and catch some live hockey because they are a fun team and they've put a good product together, I believe.
That's right. You're going to be there tomorrow, so all you fans that come to the game. When you see Hockman or whatever, he's told me that anybody that comes up to him that recognizes him, that he'll buy you a beer.
Right. Yeah, he is going to give me, Moeller's going to meet me, give me his wallet, and then anyone who sees me, I will buy them a beer with Randy Moeller's American Express Black Card, because you know that, Moeller.
Moeller's a cash guy.
You think he's cash?
He's cash all day. Old
straight
school.
Cash, homie.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Moeller.
Cash is king, boys. Cash is king.
See
you, Moeller. Talk to you later.
All right. See you, Moeller.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.